If you showed up in a monastery throughout much of the history of the church, and you arrived to go on a retreat there, they would ask you two questions. The first is, what are you seeking? And the other question, what are you afraid of? Not just what are you seeking or what are you afraid of in a superficial way. There's a lot of things we're afraid of or seeking in life, but at its deepest core, what are you seeking? And what in the deepest levels of your soul are you afraid of? Because answering those two questions reveals the state of your soul. Israel's soul, when Prophet Jeremiah was risen up among them to prophesy to them, the state of Israel's soul was filled with the fear and anxiety that it would be destroyed. And remember, Israel, as we hear of Israel all through the Old Testament, it's a prefiguration of the church, us, the church, Jesus alive in this world now. And so when we hear of Israel, we're not just hearing about, okay, here's this nation from way back when, and there's nice little stories to hear from it and lessons to learn. No, it's Jesus speaking about something that happened and speaking to the church right now and speaking to me personally within this. And so Israel, in this time, it's filled with fear and anxiety that it's going to be destroyed. Why? Because there's this great war that's breaking out. The kingdom of Assyria has fallen, and they had ruled the world, that area of the world at that time, and there was a power vacuum. And the nations of Babylon and Egypt were going to war over who would rule. And guess who was stuck right in the middle between them? Israel. And so they were filled with an immense fear that they would be destroyed. And so what were they seeking? They were seeking to save their necks. They were seeking self-preservation. They're seeking to save themselves. And so what do? They go into this alliance with one of those nations, Egypt. Which Egypt, you remember, they were the land in which they had been enslaved in, this land of death and slavery. But this is the pattern. This is the pattern of fear and anxiety from the very beginning. That something seems like it's out of my control. And it's really hard and I don't know what to do. There's terror on every side. And so instead of placing my trust in the Lord, and seeking and following his will, which the Lord God had asked of his people to do, instead of trusting that the Lord God, who had led them out of Egypt, he had parted the sea before them, he had fed them with miraculous manna in the desert for 40 years, he had cleared all of their enemies out before them to give them the promised land, nations much greater than them. Instead of trusting in the goodness of God who had cared for them in these very personal ways, instead this war is breaking out and they freak out, and instead of placing their trust in God, they place it in the very thing that was causing their anxiety and had gotten them into this place to begin with. They place their trust in themselves. Self-reliance, that they were going to figure this out. It goes back to pride. Instead of humbly turning to the Lord, Lord, we need you, save us now, as you have before, and we are confident you will do. Instead of doing that, which is a great act of humility, Lord, we're a small nation, and they're going to crush us. That may be your will, but we turn to you and we place ourselves in your hand. Instead, it became this self-reliance. We got to save ourselves. What are we going to do? We got to figure this out. And so it became this prideful thing. They go in this alliance with Egypt. And they're crushed. But it's the same self-reliance, the same pride, which in some mysterious way moved Adam and Eve to sin from the beginning. But it's this pattern of fear and anxiety. The fear, because you guys don't, I'm maybe speaking just for myself here, because you guys don't suffer with any anxiety at all, right? In your life, things are just smooth sailing all the time. But what's the pattern of this? How do you get into that? Small anxiety, but great, awful one as well. This fear that I'm not in control of something that's happening in my life. I can't control it. And so I have to seek to try and save myself. And even religion can become this self-seeking. Instead of my religion being a faith, a growing and a trust in God, and abandoning myself more and more to God, God, what is your will? I seek that, and that's what I want to submit myself to. Instead of it being that, even our religion can become self-help. I come to Mass or I go to pray because, well, God's going to help me figure this thing out in my life. That he's just there to help me out. That's not the God who brought the Israelites out of a land of slavery. That's not the God who sent his son. That's not the God who died to free us from that prison. That's the God of yourself. The pattern of salvation looks very different. The pattern of salvation is one that looks like the cross. It's death into new life. Do you see the difference between the two of them, though? The pattern of fear and anxiety, here's this terror crushing me on every side, and so I need to save myself. The pattern of salvation is here is terror on every side, and so I turn more radically to God, trusting completely that he will save me. He will redeem me. He will vindicate me, as he always has. That he is a father who desires to do this. And so the pattern of salvation, even for Israel, as these two nations are coming to crush them, do you remember what Jeremiah was sent to speak to them? What prophecy he was to make to them? It's one of the worst. He was sent to tell Israel, who had turned their hearts against God and had formed this alliance with Egypt, that now what they were to do, what the will of God was for them, is they needed to submit to Babylon. The will of God is not always sunshine and flowers. Israel, you need to submit to Babylon, and you will be taken into captivity. But even there, return. Return to your faithfulness in God. Be even there a light to the nations, and the Lord will bring you back, and he will vindicate you, and he will redeem you. This is what you are to do, Israel. And nobody listened to Jeremiah. Not a one of them. You can understand why they hated him so much. Do you ever wonder what salvation looks like? You hear about it, right? Jesus saves us. In the end, we hope to be saved. What does that actually look like? Because if the world is coming to an end, not just like, oh, tomorrow, this week, but the world is fading. This world is temporary. And as the world crumbles and more it becomes clear that we're not in control of our lives, what does salvation look like? As everyone's losing their mind, scrambling, trying to save themselves, trying to preserve themselves, the Christian stands there in confidence, knowing that God the Father will save me, that I will proclaim to the world, even in the midst of chaos, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one who saves. I cannot save myself, and you cannot save yourself at all. Until that truth sinks deep into our soul, we don't understand who Jesus is. That you cannot save yourself at all. And the more you try and save yourself, the more your life is going to be filled and riddled with anxiety and fear, even to the point of death and beyond. The more you have in your mind and heart that I can somehow save myself. The point of being saved by Jesus Christ is I can't at all. But instead, when I place myself entirely in the hands of God, and this is the pattern of salvation, is after the pattern of Jesus Christ, who did not try and save himself, but entrusted himself entirely into the hands of God the Father, even to the point of not trying to preserve his life, but instead, what does he do? He sacrifices his life. Not self-preservation, but self-gift. Self-sacrifice. Knowing that the Father would vindicate him and would redeem him and raise him from the dead. And so what does salvation look like? As the world is losing its mind, to stand confidently and proclaim to the world, to be a light to the world, Jesus Christ is Lord. He saves. Nothing else does. And to stand with confidence and without fear, knowing that the only fear we have is the fear of God, which at its heart is the fear of ever being separated from him. That if God is with me, there is nothing to fear, because he is the one who will save me. Jesus is the pattern of salvation. And if you want to see thousands of more of those patterns in his own, look to the saints. Look to the thousands of saints in the myriad ways in which all of the saints abandoned themselves entirely to God, to his will. And they proclaimed, Jesus is Lord. What are you seeking? And what are you afraid of?